It's a Fred Nats on Deck pregame show from Lynchburg. The 4-0 Fred Nats go for win number 5 in a row tonight against the Hillcats. Eric Bach joined by Brenner Cox. 3 hits, 3 RBIs last night. Off to a good start in 24. Brenner, got to be feeling good, my guy.
Yeah, man, it's fun to be back out here with the boys and, you know, keep winning. Winning's always fun, so I can do this all day long.
How was your offseason? Spent it where?
I was in Dallas the whole offseason. It was a good offseason. Got to work. A lot of things I needed to work on, and I feel like a lot of those things are, you know, coming out to play on the field now.
Back and forth between here and Florida last year, what did your first full year in pro ball teach you about yourself as a player first and then a person second?
It really taught me I need to get better as a baseball player. And then as a person, I mean, it taught me to, you know, leave the baseball stuff on the field and outside the field. You know, I have my own life and I have my own things and just not carrying that stuff outside the field.
Your role, one of your many roles, it seems like, is kind of the energy guy, keeping everybody upbeat, keeping everything light. And obviously it's harder to do that when you're struggling between the lines. How were you able last year to still be that guy when things weren't going well on the field?
Yeah, you know, I just like to keep a positive mindset out here all the time in the clubhouse, even outside the field. Just these guys that I'm here with in this organization, they're, you know, great people, great mindset. So it's pretty easy to get along with these guys and have a good time.
For you now, what's the next step? Last night was a really good night. Ended up with 3 singles. It should have been probably 2 of them doubles at least, just because of the base running situation in front of you. What's the next step for you at the plate?
Yeah, I'm not stressing too much about those singles and doubles. I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, we won the game. That's all I care about. You know, next step is going out there and, you know, competing at the plate and on the field every single day. I mean, yeah, it was a good game, but we got 100 and something more. So, I mean, just being able to be consistent and help the team win as much as I can.
Your boy Elijah Green here with you. That's got to be comforting for you to have him back, right?
Yeah, Green's my boy. You know, it's always fun to be with him. You know, on the field, it's fun to play with a guy like that. Freak athlete, great ball player. And then off the field, you know, he's a great dude. Funny guy, and you know, we get along well, so it's cool to be with him for sure.
I want to ask you another question about him as a player. What have you seen from him from 2023 Elijah to 2024 Elijah, the evolution as a player?
His competitiveness. I mean, last year he was obviously, everybody knows, he's a good ball player. This year, I mean, you know, he competes at everything he does, and it's fun to play with and fun to be on his side of the field, you know what I'm saying? Not on the other team, but he's made good strides out here.
We've talked in the past about your football past, the fact that you played quarterback in high school. What do you think you take from the gridiron to the diamond?
I feel like I haven't quite earned the quarterback leader spot yet on this team, but I mean, I like to say that, you know, like keeping that energy high and those traits that I had in football, you have to have as a quarterback. So, I mean, some of those translate out here, but I mean, I'm still learning how to, you know, make those traits even bigger out here and helping the guys, you know, keep their heads up and just, you know, trying to be a leader out here.
What are you up to off the field these days to try to get away from the game? And obviously it's a daily grind and you got to get away from it sometimes.
I'm not going to say too much, but I do play video games. That's what I'll say.
That's the PC answer here with Brenner Cox on Fred Nats on Deck. Last one for you. The end of 2024, whether you're here, whether you're somewhere else, I'm not talking about stats. I'm not talking about numbers. What is a successful season in your mind at the end of 2024 with, as you said, 100 some odd games to go?
Staying healthy. I mean, that's the end goal of all this. I can't compete on the field if I'm not on the field. So can't make the club in the tub. So I'm just trying to stay healthy and, you know, compete every single day. And then all glory to God, things will go out its way. So, you know, I'm just here for the ride.
Print the shirts. Can't make the club in the tub. Brenner Cox on Fred Nats on Deck. 6:30 first pitch tonight in Lynchburg. Thanks, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.